Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to check our poll question. We have a different question every week we ask. We want to know what you think, and you can, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mick Fleming is our guest. He's the president and CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives. That's ACCE.org. And Mick, my audience knows, and as you probably remember, may remember, I joined a Chamber of Commerce for the first time, and I'm still a member of that chamber, in 1977. And that's back when I was still using a big pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter in those days, Mick. And so I've been a chamber member ever since, and I've been, you know, on the board. I've been nominating committee several times, chaired that committee. I'm on the finance committee, and I know a lot about chambers, and I'll tell you what I know about them that makes me so proud of Mick. Chambers of commerce, local chambers of commerce, cut across all the baggage and all the boundaries between industry, education, politics, the arts, sports, and the marketplace. The chamber is the only organization that can bring all those people together, and that's the reason why they get my investment every year.
Well, Jim, they do. They sit in I call the triangle, right in the middle of this pyramid, with on one side is business folks, and they're the owner of the enterprise, and then on the other side is kind of just plain folks, and then the public sector and the government people, and, you know, who gets to sit in that place? It's not just that they are the convener of people from these different elements, but they're kind of the honest broker that sits in the middle and
right.
and makes the connections and finds out the information and shares it where they should, and it's a neat place. It's certainly the juice. They don't do this for the great vacations and the short hours.
or the big money. Yeah.
It's partly this passion they have for place, and the other passion is for that the juice you get when you sit in that position and get to connect people in positive ways.
The chamber executives that I know are remind me of small business owners. They're doing it because it's something that's inside of them. It's in their core. It's in their marrow. They love, you know, helping people, being successful, and making things happen. And as you said, they don't do it because they're big bucks, because there's not big bucks in it. They don't do it because there's a lot of notoriety or what. In fact, a lot of times they'll go through years where it's tough just like it is for a business owner. But they're really important people, and we need to grow more of them. We need to educate more of them. But mainly, what I'm going to talk about now, Mick, is just getting small business owners to realize that their participation, not only their investment in the local chamber, but their participation in the local chamber is key to the success of their community long range in the 21st century. And I don't care how much social media we have. I don't care how much Twitter and Facebook and how much we spend in the cloud. And I talk about that all the time, Mick. I don't care about all that. We still need feet on the ground, in the marketplace, in the communities, working in the communities. What do you think?
Well, that foot soldier role is really important. And I think sometimes when I run into it, when I talk to government folks and to foundation people who think they're, you know, doing a lot for a community or a region because they'll have all these programs and plans and studies and research, and they'll be willing to invest and support all those things. But then it's interesting when those communities or the foundations or whatever entity looks around and says, well, who's going to get the work done?
Mm-hmm.
They have to look and say, well, who's there to convene people? Who's there to be the advocate and lobbyist for issues that matter to the community or to the business community? And who's there to think about the next economy? And you know, they look around, well, we got to bring the business community in. And then they say, well, But the business community, you know, is hard to lasso one company at a time.
Yeah,
they are, and they've got a lot of priorities, you know, that don't necessarily put advocacy first on the list or participation first on the list. So I think it's a difficult thing sometimes to get the business people to do that. And so then what you have to do is you have to have somebody who does the do in every town. And that's usually, in many cases, whether it's building a new waterfront or taking care of a company that's about to, you know, consider closing its doors, it's, you know, you call the chamber and you try to make sure that they are eager and aggressive in trying to solve whatever problem there is.
But the thing we have to point out, Mick, is that, folks, when you call the chamber, you may talk to an employee, but the people who are going to make what Mick just said happen in the marketplace, the people who are going to execute it, it's you. The members of the chamber, all the professionals in the chamber do is organize and kind of keep things rolling. The people who do the work have to be the volunteers, the members of the chamber.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, the volunteers are the main lifters because, you know, in the smaller the community, the more likely it is that. And, oh, here's another interesting thing that you'll appreciate. In the big towns and the small cities and the tiny towns, if you look at the mission for the chamber, the work and the lineup of activities is actually very similar whether you're in a giant chamber with 100 employees or a small chamber with two. And it's just amazing how much and how broad the small chambers can be. They can handle so many different kinds of things. And the reason they can, of course, is because of that volunteer role.
Absolutely.
One of the things, Jim,
Mick,
I just
hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, I think you'll be amazed at how not expensive it is to be a member of your chamber. I hope you'll join today. I ask you to. You won't regret it. I promise you. Tintel, stay with us. We're going to talk about how chambers are having to change in the 21st century when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.